Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, 26th of September, and 7:05 here in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's just Carl Bott because it's Tuesday and Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays. So good morning. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Pat's here today because my producers are falling by the wayside.
You know, it happens. We all have our...
Let's hope that she's okay.
Yeah, she'll make a speedy recovery, I'm sure. I do have the weather for you if you want it this morning.
Yeah. Go for it.
And after that wonderful rain we had just after closing down the Honeybee Festival, I'm glad the rain came the next day because we just got out of there in time. Today it's going to be mostly cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 75. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 54. It's starting to get chilly out there. Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 79. A little bit of wind Wednesday night, lows around 57. Thursday is going to be sunny. Friday is going to be sunny. Saturday is going to be sunny, Carl. And it's just going to be sunny, sunny, sunny for the rest of the week.
But cooler.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, huh?
Oh, that's great. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business. They're really super people, the Kinney family. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, big news. It looks like they've got enough signatures on the recall ballot to run a recall for Kevin Cry. They needed, they've been saying the whole time that they had enough signatures in the sense that all the ones, most of the ones they counted because they were checking the addresses and all this. But, you know, you hear that. And it's usually a lot of signatures aren't good. But in this case, they were good. They turned in They turned in 5,106 unverified signatures were submitted and 4,900 signatures were verified as valid by the election office.
So some of them were not verified. What causes that?
It could be signatures, or it could be is that people just signed it because, oh, yeah, you know, and they were paid to sign them. Didn't do that.
But they could be out of the district?
They could be out of the district.
Oh, I see.
Well, and I tell you what, when they switched the districts, it took me a couple of months to find out I wasn't in the same district I'd been in for, you know, 15 years. Oh, no, now you're in Tim Garman's district. And I said, Yeah. Well, it turns out that other people up in Texas Springs, out in that area, it took a swath of Placer Street.
That's weird. You're right downtown
ends,
here.
Yeah, and it ends at Court Street.
Oh, brother.
I mean, it's right at the end of it, so... Mr. Garman is my representative. Won't come on the show. I wonder why that is. I've asked him, and he said, well, you know, his reelection committee, when he gets that together, but I don't understand that. So I'll go back and ask him again. But same thing for Chris Kelstrom.
Oh.
Ask him. It's funny because Patrick and Mary and Kevin come on. You would think that those two would come on.
Well, maybe the live phone calls could be scaring people off.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and I've done this before, is if you don't want phone calls, put your ask a question online or come on chat room and ask a question.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
and do that. Yeah, because there's only so much time, and then somebody comes in on the attack mode, and it just turns into a pissing contest.
Right,
and
it's just,
you know, it doesn't get other things out. So I can do that. So so it looks like it's going to have a recall election, what, next March? So, okay. So he stays in office, stays in his seat until next March, and then there's the recall election. And if he's successful in that, he just stays in. However, if he is recalled, then the gates are wide open, because then it would be September, October, or March. Let me see, March, April, May, June. So, and then in November there'd be an election.
Well, between March and the November election, who is in there?
Nobody.
I see.
No, nobody. And well, of course, Governor Newsom could appoint. He could appoint anybody he wants in there, as long as they're in the district.
Yeah, but, you know, our last, like, two judge appointments, those took years to get filled, if they're even filled now.
No, they're filled now.
Well, they are.
He named two judges. One a prosecutor out of right here in the DA's office. Now, the other one, I think, worked in the public defender's office.
Right on.
Both Democrats. Okay, now, and then Kathy Garland Allen announced that she had sent the plan, her plan, to count votes to the Attorney General, or the Secretary of State, sorry. And she is inviting the public to the hand count votes in action. We're inviting local voters to attend an open house where voters will observe and participate in a mock election using a new voting system and manual tally process. That's going to be October 5th. I'm going to try and get Kathy in here. October 5th at the elections office on Market Street. And she said her staff spent at least 3,700 hours working on an 80-plus page hand tally plan, which she calls extremely complex and will require careful planning and implementation. Well, this other guy came in here, if you remember, and his process was real simple. Why don't we just buy that process from him, or rent it from him, if it indeed works? I don't know if I'd be interested to see if Kathy Garland Allen even looked at it to see how that could work and see if it met the stringent qualities of California government.
And everyone was invited to attend that presented that.
Yeah, I doubt if she went. You know what? You know, again, it's another. A fight between the Kathy Garland Allen's office and the Board of Supervisors. I mean, it's just, I mean, you would think that at the ages of these people, they'd act like adults. And I'm talking both sides.
Right.
This is ridiculous. You know, it's, oh, how can you do that? Well, you know, if there's another plan besides yours out there, why wouldn't you look at it? If there's another plan for building the jail and they've already got the plans, it's only going to cost this much. Why aren't we looking at it? You know, and then you get the platitudes, oh, we looked at it. We just, it won't work for us. Well, really? So, anyway, she said, of course, the supervisor is going to provide the necessary resources and a full hand count for the March 2024 presidential primary will cost $658,000. That includes staffing costs in an election that will likely involve counting at least 17 races and propositions and 53,000 ballots. We'll need 375 extra help staff to staff our counting boards.
So can anybody apply for that and get that job? Like, there's a lot of retired people that would be good for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, Supervisor Jones said he thinks volunteers could be used to count ballots. We estimate 375. Under California election law, these workers must be paid.
Yeah,
so what are you paying?
Well, I mean, they're probably getting minimum wage.
Well, right? you get a dollar for a Republican vote and $2 for a Democrat vote. That was easy. Okay. I think, frankly, that there's a hybrid here between the one guy saying I can count all the votes in a precinct in an hour. And the one that Kathy Garland Allen came up with, did she even look at that other one? You know, I didn't look at it. Well, why wouldn't you look at it? Well, I got to have her on and ask her that. I mean, it's not an easy job, that's for sure. And then, but now it may be moot anyway because the governor's going to sign a bill that says you can't hand count. It's Assembly Bill 969, which essentially bans hand counts in counties with more than 1,000 registered voters.
What is the purpose of that?
To keep people from hand counting votes. They want to keep you on the machines. They want to take your rights away from you it's just overreach again. Because, you can't count. You can't. There's nothing wrong with our machines. Well, yeah, there are things wrong with your machines. It may not be as bad as everybody says, but if a county wants to count their ballots by hand because we want to ensure that every ballot that comes in here is counted and counted correctly, why shouldn't I let them? I mean, what skin is it off the state's nose?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
It's another way of controlling the counties. It's like coming into the schools and saying, oh, no, school boards can't say what they want to have in the schools. We know better. Even though they're not there, they don't know the pulse of the school board. They don't know the pulse of the community. We're just going to make these overreaching rules, and then we're going to sue you if you don't do it. Oh, and by the way, the school board that went along with the state ends up paying $100,000 to a mom who they were transitioning to her daughter without her knowing. And then when her daughter switched back, she sued. And they didn't want to go to court on this one. So they settled out of court for $100,000. It's not going to be the only one you're going to see. Anyway, so Kevin Cry, they got enough signatures for that. And now the battle starts for next March. And then the voting, like I said, Assembly Bill 969, he'll probably sign that very soon. He's got it till October 14th. But he did veto the one about they were going to use in child custody if one of the parents was, would allow their children to transform into another sex. They were going to use that as part of the decisions to if a child should be, parents should be awarded to. Newsom vetoed that one. Said, no, we already got enough of this, and it's even too much for me. You know, it's making me gag. So
yeah, it's a tough call. You know, we had a student recently in an event I did that sang that was transitioning. And I talked to the parents in advance, and it's a hard thing when they have all this peer pressure and these expectations that, the system places upon them for the parents to not diss the student and still, think that, well, okay, they're going through this transition, but they're going to come out of it again eventually and abandon that idea. It was very difficult. It was a tough time for the family.
No, some of them won't, yeah. but some do.
But and the parents were involved. That's what I'm saying. Well,
then what you do is, in my opinion, we've got to take a break. You know, there's counseling involved in this. The kid wants to transition to another sex. That's between the child and their family. But this is so huge. It's not like the family's not going to find out about it, because they will. Another parent's going to call
Absolutely,
them and tell them.
Yeah.
And then now you've got to go through this on your own instead of bringing everybody in and saying, okay, we have counseling services here. We have all these other things, and then they can work through this
right
without just having the parents cut out. That is just that is so draconian and so wrong.
The parents shouldn't be blindsided.
Oh,
they shouldn't be.
The child has to enclose their changes clothes at school. He has to go change clothes, come home, and they wonder why the child's having problems in school. Well, it's because of the schools. The legislature has caused these problems. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. Leonard Silverman started it, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it, oh, gosh, maybe 8 years ago, still have the great service, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They do repairs. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. And the It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. We thoroughly, thoroughly endorse them. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The smooth sounds of Carl Bott on KCNR.
You know,
know, I can tell the difference in my producers. I got other guys playing Take Me Home Tonight, and you're playing me at smooth jazz. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Yeah, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle, car, truck, or bike. And in the charging station, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. Rich, good morning.
Morning, Mary. Yeah, some good boss gags there. Some good stuff.
So what's up?
I see we're almost at the half hour, but...
No, we've got 5 minutes, and, you know, that's a lifetime in radio.
It is. I can... So I heard you going over the story on the cry recall and the numbers. I am extremely concerned with what I see. So if they turned in roughly 5,100 signatures, got approximately 4,900 validated. Carl, that's a 96% validation rate. Statistically, highly, I'm going to call it impossible because when we did the Modi recall, we tapped into an attorney who looked at previous referendum initiatives, et cetera, recalls, et cetera, and the average average validation rate was anywhere from 50 to, if you were lucky, you got 80%. And that's if you're lucky. That's on the high end. And then I remember these people, the cry people, a month ago, they said they scratched like 500 signatures, duplicates, because whatever. But Carl, even if you included the 500 in the count today, that still would have only given them an 88% validation rate, Carl, which historically, statistically, is all but impossible.
So you're saying that the election office is cheating, they're lying, and they falsified the results?
What I'm saying is, something nefarious occurred. We don't know what yet. If the elections office was assisting these people, even off-duty, if an elections officer, somebody, went to these people's private houses every week and did an informal review of these using the voter rolls. Carl, there's a 3.5-page document from the Private Association of Clerks and Registrars that is used. And it's not just a signature, Carl. It is every box on that line. Every box on that line has formatting, has abbreviations, non-abbreviations, cities, apartment numbers. There's 3.5 pages, Carl. It's not just a signature. And so if something unofficially was happening, like weekly for these people, they say, oh, this one's good, that one's not good. Carl, that's basically a petition review, which is illegal. Because all the petitions must be turned in.
Are you saying that? Are you saying that happened, Rich?
Of course, I cannot prove that. We're never going to be able to prove that.
No, I'm just, is that what you're saying? I didn't say prove it.
Yes, I'm saying something nefarious happened. There is no way they got a 96.5 validation rate without some kind of unofficial assistance, Carl. There's no way.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Something smells in the city of Redding.
It's a pretty high rate, I will say that. Now, they were saying they were checking. The only thing they couldn't check was signatures back at the registrar's office. They could look at addresses. They could look at, do you live in the district? Do you live here? They could check that. And they said they had people checking that all the time. So they may have had many more that when they found out that they weren't good, they just didn't turn in. Could that be something?
Well, we knew. No, I don't think so. Because
why? Because it was my idea?
No, because each one of those signatures, Carl, I was involved in the Modi recall. Each signature is gold, worth its weight in gold. You don't lose stuff like that. No, I'm sorry.
If you knew that somebody signed it and you looked at it, and when your people looked at it and said, hey, that guy lives next door to me, he doesn't live in this district, would you still turn it in?
If you knew that it was not a valid signature,
yeah.
can you turn it in? Yes, you can, because it's then the elections office job to do the official validation.
Yeah, but
they would,
if you
they
knew, like, if they're checking them, and, you know, and I get a bunch of signatures and I look at three or four of them, I know, well, since they changed the districts around, I know that this person who lives on my street no longer lives in that district. I mean, so I'm not even going to turn it in. It's a waste of my time.
Well, Carl, there's that 3.5-page document I was telling you about. There are some, there's a little bit of leeway, depending on the date somebody signed the signature. And then if they left that district on a certain date and then the date the petitions are turned in, again, that's a 3.5-page document. And, so your scenario by itself,
aren't each one of these recall signatures hand counted?
They're supposed to be.
Well, if they're hand counted, then they got to be right.
Yeah, what I'm saying is your particular scenario does not automatically invalidate a signature.
Okay.
So, again,
okay.
Anyways,
I am being a little facetious with you. All right, but
thank you.
Because there's no way to prove it, so it does seem like a high percentage, though, doesn't it? Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Got to run. Well, they're hand counted, so it's got to be right.
Well, I mean, that's the purpose of hand counting, is hopefully 100% reliability.
The
right?
only thing then is that it is a high percentage, though. I mean,
well, maybe that's what
most of them come in with 1,000 or more because figuring they're going to lose 1,000.
But we're shooting, right? Hand counting, we're shooting for a higher percentage of accurate.
No. Right. But what I'm saying is when you're doing a recall and you're just getting signatures, you shoot for 1,000 more than you need because you know there's going to be a percentage of them that are going to be bad. In this case, it was 200 out of 5,000 or 5,400 or something.
Mm-hmm, I see.
That's what Rich is saying. That's, you know what, there's when do you see that kind of percentage? Anyway, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. They're in one of the leading hospitals when it comes to advanced primary stroke treatment. They just won an award for their ability to not only treat strokes but to prevent strokes. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold at any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
You're going to need to find something that's going to get me going here this morning, buddy. You know what? Here it is. You start your first, all your bump music is like, oh, Carl, go back to bed. Oh, Carl, just keep your voice down. You better, you know what? Next time around.
Aye.
Oh, you've got me. Oh, you do have me under control because I've got other producers getting their appendix out of their gallbladder. We're still not sure which. Or it could just be an upset tummy. Who knows? But they're at the hospital. Hey, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, small to large. I've seen their little tractors that fits in your backyard. You can just drive away and dig and push and all that. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes. They got them all from small to large at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Like I said, it's for your Kubota needs. Locally owned, locally operated at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. 530-221-6800 is how you get a hold of them. Okay, and I'm here with Wendy Reznor and Harry Payne, who are the protagonists in my new book that I'm writing. They're here representing North State Care Clinic, formerly known as CareNet.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about your organization, Wendy.
Let's talk about it. We're so excited to be here. Thank you for having us in the studio this morning. We are talking about two different things. One is we have a beautiful ministry that is giving basically two arms. We have a medical arm and we have a supportive arm, which provides services. So our medical arm is giving free pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds. And in the process of that, we have bought a brand new ultrasound bus, which this is a picture of it. I wish you all could see this.
Okay, it looks like a large RV.
It is.
And on the side of it, it says ultrasound, STI pregnancy testing.
Yes.
Can you use that on people? I mean, on animals?
No.
Okay, I just wondered.
So sorry.
Well, just in case the mirror got covered. just to see. Okay, I don't mean to be poking fun at this. Now, this North State Care Clinic, very pro-life.
Very pro-life.
Okay.
Although I would like to say that it's very pro-love.
Okay.
Because honestly, in the end, it really is her choice. Mm-hmm. But we're there to educate her, to make sure that she knows what she's doing before she goes and does it, and that we are supportive of her, and we want her to know that there is a whole bunch of options and a lot of support for her. We'll walk beside her all the way through.
I've been not associated, but I've known about your organization for years. Gosh, over a decade. And with the lady that ran it there, and I can't remember her name. But I took a tour of it, and it was just rooms full of diapers and food and formula and, you know, baby clothing that was there to support a family mm-hmm. when they had their baby.
Oh, yeah. The support is unreal. We have an entire Earn While You Loan program. So anything that, you know, once a mom chooses to carry her baby to term, this is all available to her. Education, she can do it on her iPad or her phone and come in and meet with our advocates, and then she earns points. And whatever she does to educate herself on her pregnancy, on parenting, she earns these points and then spends them in our boutique, which is, like you said, full to the brim with clothes up to size 4T. So we're there with her mm-hmm. till, you know, a long, long time.
Who would you say I don't know if there's an average one, but it's not just unmarried. It's married couples, too.
Sure.
They're coming in there.
Sure.
And so can you walk us through the process if somebody calls you and says they wanted to talk?
Well, they give us a call and speak to our receptionist, Jenny. She's mm-hmm. amazing. Or they can, a lot of times, actually most people for a pregnancy test are yeah. doing that online. They are going to our website, www.northstatecareclinic.org, and they're setting up an appointment because sometimes it's just too hard to actually have a conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They make their appointment, they come in, they fill out some paperwork, they meet with our nurse, they have their pregnancy test, and the nurse goes over all the options with them,
mm-hmm.
Shows them all of the support that can be theirs, gives them resources to every agency in the county and beyond, and gives them like a little gift bag with tons of information, and then she chooses. Hopefully she can get an ultrasound. We'd like her to get an ultrasound because either way, she's going to get an ultrasound.
Do you have that ability there?
Yes,
okay,
we do.
Okay, to do the ultrasound.
Yes.
Which is different. Oh, well, that's what you have there.
Right.
The big ultrasound thing. Got
we
it.
Do.
Oh, that's a little picture of the... Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so they can get the ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And oftentimes that's when, you know, seeing life, mm-hmm. seeing their baby inside the womb helps them to connect and understand exactly what they're deciding about here. So it's a beautiful service that we offer. And then from there, we encourage them to sign up for Learning for Life. But it can be... You know, it can be anyone. An unplanned pregnancy can be a 35-year-old married mom with three kids. The oldest is 14. Whoops. Oh, my word. We've been doing the same thing for 7 years. What in the world? This is a crisis. This is something that they weren't prepared for. So we're there to just help them through it. Or it can be a 14-year-old girl who's just gotten pregnant and doesn't even know how to tell her parents yet.
You've so many things you're all offering there. And the empowering moms and dads to change the future, as we talked about all the supplies, but nutrition, life skills, let me see, what else? Pregnancy tests, sonograms, options counseling, Learning for Life, classes, referrals, men's coaching. I imagine that must be pretty important, huh, Gary? Do you get into that part?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We just recently started the men's program about a year ago, and our vision is to see men understand their role as fathers, value life, and break the cycle of fatherlessness. And our mission statement is to provide fathers with love, compassion, father-to-father connection, and support from North State Care Clinic men's coaches, which I am a part of, and we've got other men involved as well.
Moving closer to that microphone.
Oh, is this better?
Oh, much better.
Okay, sorry about that.
You can pull it. Yeah, you can readjust.
Yeah, there we go. So we like to provide fathers with love, compassion, father-to-father connection, and support from North State Care Clinic men's coaches, and by providing tools and training to better equip them to engage as fathers and co-parents. So it's pretty exciting. We have a once-a-month men's night or guys' night out where we have free pizza and soda, and we meet with guys, adults only, having a new baby or existing toddlers to learn how to love for our families well and build strong and healthy relationships. So it's – and we just kind of have a fun time too.
Okay. All right. We're here with the okay, don't tell me. It's the North State Care Clinic.
Yay.
There we go, with Wendy Reasoner and Harry Payne. And it's a counseling center for women or girls that have think that they may be pregnant, and gives them options, essentially, right?
Right.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, if you even still have insurance, or what about your financial planning, your 401s, your retirement plans, that inflation is just chewing it up? Well, head on down to 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's got two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management. And Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners. We do business with Judy Maxwell. I'm real happy with it. She treats everybody very fairly and like their friends. Again, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
That's your idea of pepping it up.
Yeah, man.
Okay, if you're gonna do that, do One Bad Stud. Okay, you know that song, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I can find it.
Well, you can find it. It's called One Bad Stud. So bring that back. There, at least. My blood moves, through my heart. Oh, this isn't too bad. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. I'm having a battle with my producer, who is a jazz and smooth, a piano player and all that, where my other producers are all playing rock stuff. And so we're trying to coordinate and agree on the next type of music that goes out. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Wendy Reznor and Harry Payne from the North State Care Clinic. We're talking about their facility and all. I mean, it sounds like it's grown and has a tremendous number of services that are being offered to women and men, families that who are maybe pregnant or are pregnant, not sure which way to go. And so they can come down there and talk to counselors and receive all types of assistance. Now, including they have now a new sonogram bus that can travel around doing these in different spots in the county. Is that correct?
We are going to be able to take our bus all throughout the North State. We're the only people doing this in a 90-mile radius east, north, and west. Mm-hmm. 60 miles to the south. There's a few pregnancy centers to the south that we're going to help who are not medical. We're the only people that are giving free medical care in that radius. So we're going to help those pregnancy centers that are not medical, and then go all into areas where we're heading out. October 17th is our first day, and we're going to Hay Fork.
Okay, Hay Fork.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? I like Hay Fork. They used to have mule races up there at their, at the fair. Linda's still stuck. She still talks about they had mule races. And, okay, but you've got an event coming up, your annual Race for Life.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's a great event out at Turtle Bay, 9 a.m. in the morning. It's a 5K or a fun run or a walk. There's a free pancake breakfast. It's an amazing breakfast. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say who does it.
Well, it's pancakes.
What's that?
It's pancakes.
Yeah, it's pancakes.
So that's, I love pancakes, first of all.
Well.
It's an amazing pancake breakfast. Well, are you going to surround it with, exotic sausage or thick-cut bacon and grits or what?
Sausage.
Okay, we got it. And this sausage, by the way, it comes from a wild boar I killed. And, no, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Aww.
Okay, so a pancake breakfast,
right?
A 5K run, which is 3 miles, or mm-hmm. a 1 mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
Prizes.
Yeah, the team that raises the most sponsorship, they win Apple AirPods plus tickets to next year's race.
Mm-hmm.
There's awards for, you know, every age group. There's an award for first place. There's a raffle. We got some really fun raffle prizes. We have a Headwaters raffle prize, a rafting trip, and lots and lots of local business raffle prizes. So
okay, and that's going to occur October 14th at 9 a.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. 5K run or 1 mile walk, free pancake breakfast for the entrance. Right,
right.
That's just not for people who walk by. And just,
exactly.
You know, okay. that's which is too bad. I might just yeah. Okay. There's
if you come, we'll give you.
Okay, thank you. If it's $35 for the race, $25 for the walk, children 10 and under free. If you raise $150, you get a free T-shirt.
That's right.
So tickets available at friendsofnscc.org.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's new. We just separated our donor website from our patient website, just
okay.
so we can separate the two things. So friendsofnscc.org is a brand new thing for us.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go back to the where do people – how do people hear about y'all? Is it, I mean...
Well, it's an interesting question. For a lot of years, I mean, we've been around almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Next year will be our 40th anniversary, and we are having a 40th anniversary banquet to celebrate the many years of all of those who have been involved. But how they hear about us is really word of mouth. We, when I first started 5 years ago, the advertising budget was $0.
Mm-hmm.
And we would,
still zero,
we see,
huh?
We still see 1,000 patients a year.
Mm-hmm.
New, separate patients per year. But it's, a new world, technologically wise.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that word correctly, but people are finding out about us online, so we have just started to do some stuff online. We had an SEO, and we're going to do some social media, and that is one of the ways that people are finding out about us, is
well,
online.
Well, shows like this. Are you getting any pushback from the state?
Always.
Yeah. There was
and,
a time they wanted you to put up a large poster advocating abortion,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. Yeah, and
I mean,
that went
guys.
To the Supreme Court,
and?
Actually, and they lost. We won, they lost.
Did. Of course they did.
But now there's a Attorney General has issued warnings that we are, quote-unquote, fake abortion clinics, which is couldn't be further from the truth. We're very upfront about what we do and what we do not do. It's on our websites, on our the conversations that we have, it's...
I don't know how you could figure that y'all are an abortion site if you just walk
yeah.
in there or talk to your people.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, these are the guys that, you know... Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Okay, so the big thing is, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go on our website, which is friendsofnscc.org, or
uh-huh.
you can call us at 530-246-7075. You can send us an email at info@nscc.org. Yeah, I think that's
they
pretty much it.
They provide services for those women and families who are facing a pregnancy. Facing, is that the right word? But they have, there's a pregnancy.
An unplanned pregnancy.
An unplanned pregnancy, or maybe even a planned one that's kind of going
right.
weird.
And hey, in this economy,
yeah.
people need help.
And you've got a number of different facilities and programs in that to help a family make it through this successfully.
Right.
So, okay, the annual Race for Life, October 14th. 9 a.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, 5K run, 1 mile walk. Kids are free, 10 and under are free. Free pancake breakfast, $35 for the race, $25 for the walk. And you can get your tickets at friendsofnscc.org. Can people sign up that morning?
Yes.
Okay, they can just come in and sign up.
The race timer hates it, but we do it anyway.
You know what? He works for you. Oh. Okay, we're going to have to run here. When we come back, we have Haven Humane is going to join us for their monthly catch-up of everything that's happening there with our furry friends. Their last Friday, they brought in Babs. Were you here when they brought in Babs?
No, I missed that. Darn.
She was just, I tell you what, I say this a lot, but it's true. If Lynn had been allergic to dogs, that dog would have become the studio dog, the office dog.
A mascot.
Yeah, Babs was just a cutie. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The striking auto workers will be getting visits from the presidential front runners. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says it all starts today.
President Biden goes to Detroit today to show support for the United Auto Workers Union. He will join workers on the picket line at midday. His visit comes one day before former President Trump pays a visit to Michigan, where he will speak to union members tomorrow evening.
And in the midst of the strike, Ford is now saying it not so fast on that new factory.
Ford Motor Company says it's pausing construction of the $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Marshall, Michigan, until it's confident it can run the factory competitively. The move comes in the midst of contract talks with the United Auto Workers Union. Ford's plans envision the plant employing about 2,500 workers. UAW President Sean Fain called the move a shameful, barely veiled threat to cut jobs. But a Ford spokesman says there are a number of considerations. There has been local opposition to the factory location and criticism of a Chinese company's involvement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Well, now Hunter Biden is suing Rudy Giuliani and another attorney. He's accusing them of wrongly accessing and sharing his personal data from a laptop that was left behind at a Delaware computer repair shop. Canadian opposition party is demanding the Speaker of the House of Commons step down for inviting a man who was a Nazi SS officer during World War II to attend a speech by Ukraine's president. The 98-year-old man received a standing ovation in Parliament for fighting the Russians in Ukraine during the war, but then his Nazi past came to light. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, has taken a hit, falling to a four-month low this month. On Wall Street, stocks are falling, the Dow down 232 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
An unspecified number of people in the hospital following a fuel depot explosion in Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region.
People crowd outside the hospital while emergency vehicles arrive. Armenian separatist authorities say the strong explosion occurred in the gasoline warehouse near the Stepanakert-Askera highway. At the moment, rescue and medical operative groups are working on the spot, they say. People had been lining up at a gas station to refuel their cars as they were fleeing to Armenia after Azerbaijan reclaimed military control of an Armenian enclave inside its territory last week. Footage obtained by the AP shows people walking through the hospital with the injured sitting on beds in corridors. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The UN says cholera and dengue outbreaks now being reported in war-torn eastern Sudan. News and analysis. townhall.com. More school districts are going to four-day weeks for students, and that's posing a challenge for some parents.
Independence, Missouri has a four-day school week. Brandy Pruitt sends her kids there. She's a teacher in a neighboring district with five school days.
I think there's an argument, too, that it's not the school's job to babysit. True. But it is the school's job to provide a quality education.
Hundreds of school systems around the country have adopted four-day weeks. Policy researcher Christopher Doss says it's a quick fix to a more complex issue.
You're not really looking at the underlying causes of stress in the education system.
I'm Julie Walker.
As an end-of-month deadline looms, still no deal on a stopgap spending bill to maintain the federal government's business as usual. A House vote expected later today on a package of funding bills, a Senate working on its own funding plan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Pat is at the helm. And you can listen to us, by the way, if you can't hear us right now because you're traveling someplace. If you just go to KCNR1460.com, we stream every one of our shows. So you can't get away from us, no matter where you are in the world. Mark goes on when he goes on his once every 4 year vacation, he listens and sends me little messages how I could do it better. Anyway, Patrick.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Have you worked it out with Sonny?
Yeah.
About Sonny. What's happening? She called every day. Is there a way of figuring out how many people watch that video?
You know, I wish I knew, but you know what they tell me? They get as much from listening to you guys as your body expressions speak volumes. That's the.
Well, that's why there's no real light on me. It's on the guest because you don't want every so often, it's a good thing they can't see my face sometimes.
Yeah,
sure.
Probably good.
Well, it's a good thing probably most of the time. I do have a face for radio. Okay, buddy, what's the weather look like?
The weather is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high around 75. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 54. It's going to be cooling off Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 79, and cooling around 57 in the evening. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is all sunny with highs in the upper 70s and, cooling around the mid-50s for the rest of the week.
Ooh, great weather. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other plans for all their customers there. It's a veteran-owned business. They do so much for our community. They are really, they do a lot of angel work that nobody knows about, and I just embarrass them by bringing it up. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Mark Story, Chief Executive Officer of Haven Humane Society. I think you should be called something else. Not CEO.
I know that we're going to leave it up to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Man, what about CEO?
Good morning, Pat. It's great to see you.
We should call you. He's the Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, right. Man,
Which is the one that talked to animals?
Dr. Doolittle, yeah. I wish I could talk to animals, but then again, I don't know if I'd want to hear all the stories they have to tell.
Oh, can you?
I can imagine.
You look them in the eye, you know that if they could talk, you don't want to hear what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wow. It's, as I told you, the F-150 is heading to the shop today. It's making this noise. Bump. Bump. Doesn't do it all the time.
Did you turn it off and restart it? Oh, wait. That's a computer. Never mind.
Yeah, reset it. Didn't do it this morning. And so I'm going, oh. The other day I'm pulling the trailer with a horse in it, and I'm hearing this. I took in the trailer down to Tire Tree, by the way, which is just a great place. Locally owned, locally operated, great people there. And Doug had his guys, we thought it was a trailer, and they said, well, the grease is a little bit low. And so they fixed it all up, and I'm driving, didn't hear anything, and then yesterday. driving down the road, it goes, punk. And I went, uh-oh, went in the trailer.
Yeah, you need to have that look.
Yeah,
that.
Just, okay. So if anybody's got a Ford transmission out there they'd like to donate to the cause, I'm sure it's not that. I'm sure it's going to be something very simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope for that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Tire Tree, I don't know if that's true.
It is. We bought two tires for our truck in Texas.
Yeah.
And they were $700 and some. We did the same two tires from Doug at Tire Tree just last week, $330.
I can tell you what, he put four tires on my trailer, and it's like $200, but no, this, I totally trust Doug and his gang down there. I mean, those guys have been with him for a while, and great work, quick. So, just a big shout out to Tire Tree. Even before I get there, Doug. I think he listens to the show. Okay, buddy. You got two pages of stuff here. So
yeah, I got two pages of stuff, but I want to start with some stuff that's off the this.
Yeah.
Because I heard you talking in the last break about Babs, and I want to let you know that Babs was adopted. So Babs found her forever home.
You know what? I could not see how that dog would not be adopted.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
So was it a family or?
I don't know the details.
Okay.
Yeah, I double checked it when I heard you say it because I thought I'd seen a note that she was adopted.
She needs kids. Oh gosh, is that, you know, that dog was such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Pity. But you know what? It was a pity that just wanted to be your buddy. And a love.
Well, that's most pities, actually. Yeah. But, and also the dog that came in I believe it was the week before Red.
Yeah.
Red was adopted too. Red was actually adopted to one of, and you know, Cassie, the reigning, rodeo queen.
Yeah.
One of her relatives. So they had
Cassie
lost.
Works for you, doesn't she?
Yes. Yeah. She's one of her animal control officers, and she, one of her family members unfortunately lost their pup, and they have a ranch, and so they brought Red up there. She brought Red up there, and the person said that Red is instantly her best friend and follows her all over the place. And I love Red, I was very excited to hear that.
Well, I met a lady at the Honeybee Festival, and she had a pity there, kind of a gray and white pity. Wasn't it gray and white?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was kind of like the coloring of a stock dog, but it was a pity. And it was just like Babs, just sitting there wanting to be friendly, and another dog came up to it. And even though it said no dogs allowed at this, people were bringing their dogs. And this other dog was not being aggressive, but it was getting into her face and all that. And she just watched it and let the dog lick her ear and all this. But what I was going to tell you, she got it from Haven Humane. She got her dog from Haven Humane. And I think she fosters cats too, or kittens.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure if she gets them out of you all or what, but she got her dog from you, and it's just a beautiful little dog or pit bull.
Did you know the name?
Of course not.
It wasn't Sky, was it?
Don't be like my wife, okay, my friend. You know what? And guys,
I thought maybe if I said it, it would jog the memory.
Guys, you understand this. You say something, hey, Mark texted me and said I'd been in a fender bender. Oh, is he okay? He said he was in a fender bender. Was his wife with him? And he said he was in a fender bender. Well, how bad was the car done? He was in a fender bender. That's it. That's all.
I thought
guys
maybe
are
if
wife.
You heard yes. his name and or her no. name and I said it, you remember.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's who it is. There. I just broke up the production room. Okay.
You know, I told you how much I like Linda and how patient a woman she is lately?
Oh, no, she is. Yeah, but you don't see her at home. Every so often she gets out the broken coat hanger and chases me around.
I wonder why.
Okay. Don't go. Hey, if you don't have your tickets to Bark, Wine, and Brew, too late. Buy them now for next year. Because you guys are sold out.
Yeah, well, they're not on sale yet for next year, but they will be. Yes, we are sold out. We are excited. It's going to be October 7th. For those of you that are coming, it's going to be a great time. Alice in Wonderland is a theme this year, so we're going to have lots of Mad Hatters and lots of rabbits and White Queens and everything else running around, and it's going to be a good time. So if you did miss the mark, then mark your calendar for next year. It will be October 5th in 2024.
Okay.
And we are excited, and we will be announcing the theme at this year's Spark Wine and Brew for next year's Spark Wine and Brew.
Okie dokie. And it's a great time, but it's too late if you don't have tickets. That's always correct. Sold out. By the way, it's always sold out.
It is.
Yes. It's like the Redding Rancheria's big community event. It's always sold out.
And I want to thank everybody that's donated items, all of our sponsors, John Pohlmeier, who is our presenting sponsor from Edward Jones, and of course Walmer Plumbing, that always does great for us. But all of our sponsors are amazing, and I want to thank all of them for everything that they do for Haven. And it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of
fun. Always is. It always is.
Maybe and her team has so much planned for that night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Again, what's going on with the Bissell Pet Foundation? They are running amok this year.
Well,
with the shelters event.
Bissell has been really, really active the last few years, and we are very, very fortunate to be one of the shelters that they have selected in the country to do their Empty the Shelter events consistently, and we're super thankful for them. So Kathy Bissell, and this is Bissell Vacuums, but this is the Bissell Pet Foundation, which comes off of that. So when you buy the vacuums, some of that money goes towards this. So all adoption fees will be waived from October 1st to October 15th. The purchase of a dog license will be required for all dog adoptions. And then pets will, of course, come vaccinated. So they'll be current on their vaccinations. They'll be spayed or neutered, microchipped. All of that comes at no cost thanks to Bissell Pet Foundation. So, and you can see a list of our available pets on our website. If you go to our website, havenhumane.org, and go into the Adopt tab, you can see a list of all of our available pets. And we are really full still. It has not let up even a little bit. So we have tons and tons of dogs and cats all looking for homes.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've had a work injury and having problems being treated or inordinate delays, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He'll talk to you about what's going on. In some cases, well, that's just the way the system works. In other cases, maybe you will get involved. There are life-changing injuries. A lot of times employers want to get their employees back, but for some reason, it's not happening. So give Patrick a call, 530-262-2168, free consultation. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, and now he's fighting for the people. We'll be right back.
2,000 languages?
Certainly. We'll start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But it took me over 100 years.
Then we'll start at 7 o'clock. There's not a moment to lose. Matthew, think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting to a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement that would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. And I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-ros. Can't you?
Of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That's a great, I've never heard that song.
You never heard that song?
No.
I tell you where that song, the first time I heard it was in Streets of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of the musical, that musical, it's not really a musical, but it had a lot of music in it, and that was in it, that the motorcycle gang was playing.
I think we're going to add that to the band book.
You know what?
Thanks, Carl.
No, it's a cool song. Yeah. So. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. And another great haircut, and this time by Logan. There's Logan and Tim. And I flip-flop my, you know, 1 week I go, or one haircut to Tim, one to Logan. It's both great haircuts. Never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And they work by appointments at 530-244-9478. But I saw somebody come in there yesterday, and they'll do this. If there's an opening, they'll just, sure, hop in, and we'll get you a haircut. They are located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And I'm here with Mark Story, the Dr. Doolittle of Haven Humane, or the CEO. You're too late for Bark, Wine, and Brew. They've got free adoption fees from October 1st to October 15th, thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. Okay, your turn.
Well, the next event after that's going to be North State Giving Tuesday, which is always a big day for us, and it's something that we really count on to help us get through the year. So Haven was one of 190 nonprofits who participated last year through the Community Foundation of the North State, and I can't thank them enough. They do so much great work for our community and so many organizations. So we're actually seeking 4 Power Hour sponsors. So if you're interested in being a Power Hour sponsor, so basically what happens then is we're going to advertise that for you, and then you're going to match up to a certain dollar amount any donations during that Power Hour. And that happens 4 times throughout the day on Giving Tuesday, which is Tuesday, November 28th this year. If you're interested in doing that and being one of our Power Hour sponsors, please call Mandy in our development department at 241-5262.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning.
What, you're on live.
All right. Yeah, I had a question. We always got dogs from Haven Humane when we grew up, and they were beautiful, wonderful dogs. But I was listening to a podcast and was talking about how Americans import over 1 million dogs from out of the country every year, and they end up in shelters. And I didn't know if our shelter has dogs just from Shasta County, or do we have dogs from other parts of the country or other parts of the world?
Yeah, great question.
That's interesting. You know what? You don't think about that, but I could believe that.
Yeah, you know, Arthur, that's a great,
like the border.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's actually been a problem within animal care too. First off, let me answer the direct question. No, absolutely, 100% of the animals we have are from Shasta County. Unfortunately, we are so full that even if we wanted to pull animals, we couldn't pull from anywhere else. If we were able to pull animals from other areas, it would be other California shelters first, and then we would go out, but it would all be within the country. That's actually been a problem within animal care, is that people are pulling animals from overseas when we have an overpopulation of animals in our own country that we feel like we need to correct first. Even though those animals are in horrible conditions sometimes overseas, we have lots of them in our own backyard that need help. So, yeah, all of the animals at Haven are Shasta County animals and are local animals for adoption. And all the ones that come through our shelter are like that, yeah.
Well, you know, Arthur, thanks for that, because I never even thought about that, that people would be importing animals where we have so many here.
And there are rescues that are in the North State that have pulled specifically from Mexico and pulled them up, and we've had lots of sick animals, unfortunately, come into shelters because of that. So I will say that I would not doubt if some of the animals that we have gotten in as strays from Shasta County originated from outside of the country at some point. But I say that's going to be a very small minority.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good call. Good question. Yeah,
I never even thought about that. You know, because we have so many animals here,
and it's tough too, because the people that are pulling the animals, I mean, most of the people that are pulling the animals are pulling them from really bad situations, and so the animals need to be saved. But you know, it's also kind of, where do you draw that line? Because we have so many animals that are, you know, needlessly being euthanized still in our country. And if that's the case, then why are we pulling more animals in? But the flip side of that is, well, some of these are in horrible conditions. I mean, some of the ones in Asia are coming out of meat markets and stuff like that. And so, you know, they're trying to save these animals, and I get it, and I agree with it.
Well, they had to outlaw.
It's a tough one.
They had outlawed dog meat in South Korea when the Olympics were there. It would be, they're not going to be,
So there's a lot, but everything that we have is all from Shasta County.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's next? We got like 4 minutes.
Yeah, sure. So we can talk about vehicle donations. So we have partnered with Cars, and it has been great. We have had, I believe we're up to like 22 cars, vehicles, I should say, that have been donated. So each vehicle donation, whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, or boat, helps us provide quality care, pet services, and a safe refuge to animals in need. Donating is super easy. You can call 855-500-7433, or you can click through our website, havenhumane.org. Under ways to give and donate, and there's a vehicle thing under there. Our partner Cars Inc. will tow your vehicle at no cost and send you a tax deduction receipt. So they actually do everything. They do all
and
the
work.
And
they'll put the value on the vehicle and all that.
Yeah, they'll give you a tax deductible receipt for the value of the vehicle. They'll take it. They'll do all the paperwork. They'll sell it, and then Haven gets 80% of the proceeds from the sale.
Okay, so this is car, truck, motorcycle, motorhome, camping trailer, boat. any type of trailer.
Yeah, running or not running.
It could be a horse trailer with no tires on it. They'll pick it up and
exactly.
Take it.
And that's what a lot of people do. You know, it's that eyesore that's out there that, you know, it's going to be more trouble than it's worth to sell. And so they donate it. We've had some nice vehicles donated too that have
you
sold
have
for
the,
good money.
But you have to have a,
you have to have the pink slip.
Pink slip on it.
Yeah, you,
you can't just take
your neighbor's eyesore and
you can't take that short term runner down the street and have it towed.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Next.
Let's talk about the kitten nursery. So we currently have 34 kittens in the weaning room and 28 toddlers in the toddler area. So check out our wish list on Amazon.com and Chewy.com to help with supplies needed to take care of these babies. If you didn't see our kitten nursery videos on YouTube, check them out to meet some staff and see how the nursery operates. It really is interesting how our nursery operates because it is from about April through about Thanksgiving time frame. We have around-the-clock care for the kittens in the kitten nursery. So they're getting fed every 2 to 3 hours. We have 58 adoptable cats, 64 adoptable dogs at our adoption center. So if you're looking to add to your family, we sure have the perfect pet for you. And again, don't forget October 1st to 15th, thanks to Bissell. It's going to be free adoptions. We also have 59 cats and dogs currently in foster care. So if you'd like to become a foster, if you're interested in fostering animals, our biggest needs are going to be kittens, and then medical needs, but we have other foster opportunities as well. You can contact Reed at 241-1653.
Okay, as you know, I've been telling you about the cats in our neighborhood, how because we don't have Snooki there anymore, they're coming into our backyard, and it's become detente with the cats. And it's gotten to the point now, the fear has gone away, that when I walk in from the garage,
We have 64 adoptable dogs at our adoption center. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. We have 64. I mean, you just told me what the problem was.
They're laying in, like, these planters. Doesn't even move, just looks at me. And it used to be as you drive in, and they'd be screaming, running away. Not anymore. And I told Linda, you can't leave the door open anymore out in the backyard, you know, because she likes to leave the door open and have air come in. Because one of those cats is just going to walk in one of these days. But this morning, the taunt was over. Cat fight, 4:30 in the morning, outside our window. I hope they solved it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710 530-949-0710.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning here on the 26th of September. It's about 62 degrees out right now, and it's going to go up to... temperature today.
Just checking, make sure that you're
paying attention to every word I say.
You know, I drew a cartoon on the back of the weather and it bled through and I can barely read it. So it's going to be up near 75.
Okay, now. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not bored back there. Okay.
It's all about you though, Carl.
It's
you'll see
all
it soon enough.
What, the cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even want
Mark
to see
saw
it.
Yeah, it's great.
Mark saw it. Okay. Oh, that's great. You know,
you get what you pay for.
That's for sure. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going through all these things, vehicle donations, kitten nursery, Bissell Pet Foundation. All the adoption fees are waived from October 1st to October 15th. What's next, vouchers or?
You should have Pat around here more often. He's a lot of fun.
I tell you what, he is a lot of fun. Yeah, in fact, I'm laughing all the time. Except I never know when Pat's coming in. It's just, right. He's a contractor.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, he doesn't know when he's coming in either. That's the right. Beauty of it.
Or you call me. I'm in Texas. What are you doing in Texas? I'm being an American. Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk about the vet hospital. So our Let's talk about the vet hospital.
Yeah, those are
our
tough.
Walk-in vaccine clinic hours.
Those are tough words.
Are still Wednesdays from 8 to 10. That'll be changing in the next couple months, but we'll give you a heads up before that. So it's every Wednesday from 8 to 10 a.m. for the vaccine clinic. It's outside our vet hospital, so cats must be in a carrier. Make sure dogs are on a leash, of course. And then our Feral Fiesta Day, which is the last Thursday of the month, which is this Thursday, we are spaying or neutering up to 50 feral cats. Drop-off is at 7:15 a.m. and pickup is the same day at 4 p.m. We have vouchers available that take off between 44% to 100% of the surgery, making the cost $0 to $25 per cat. And vouchers are issued after the cat is dropped off. So we have a process in place.
I had
that.
Somebody say, well, if we're bringing the cats, it should be free. Well, it costs for the veterinarian to do it, and you are getting vouchers. And you're cleaning your neighborhood up.
Correct. Our vet hospital also is doing 7 trap, neuter, return surgeries Monday through Thursday. So it's a first come, first serve, and they remove the 2 cat per person daily limit. Each cat must be in its own trap. Meet the vet hospital by 7:15 for check-in. Vouchers are also available to use for the feral cat alters.
They're big vouchers for if they're right here in town, right?
The vouchers, we have different vouchers. So we have City of Reading vouchers, we have Shasta County vouchers, and we have City of Anderson vouchers.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're interested in more information on the vouchers, you can call 241-2550. You can also visit our website, havenhumane.org. There's a lot of information on there. We also have vouchers that help with regular spaying and neutering of your own pets as well. So if you are going to get your animal spayed or neutered, and those vouchers, some will be honored only at Haven, some can be honored at your own veterinary hospital. So you can give a call to 241-2550 for more details on vouchers. We definitely want to get every animal spayed and neutered, and only in that way will we be able to lower the population enough to where it's manageable. Believe me, we're not going to.
I saw somebody walking her dog the other day, and the dog had not been altered. And I was looking at it. It didn't look like it was a breeding animal. And I was just wondering. I didn't know them. So I can't walk up and say, you know, why does your dog still have its testicles? You know, I mean, it's kind of like you're challenging their manhood if you say something like that. But I wonder, if you're not going to breed the dog, why wouldn't you do that? They live longer.
There's all kinds of there's all kinds of reasons that they have for it, but none of them really outweigh the benefit of spaying and neutering.
And by the way, you cannot use a horse as a
service animal.
They can be. Unless they're a miniature horse.
The only service animals are animals that are there to help disabled people that are trained to do that. The only animals that are allowed to be service animals are dogs or miniature horses. They made that change a few years back.
What about the ostrich I saw? Somebody had an ostrich.
Well, that's exactly why they made that change, because people would come in and they'd have an iguana and say it's a service iguana or a bird. Service and they iguana. Said, okay, this is ridiculous. This isn't going to work.
Okay.
So they changed
But horses can be...
Horses can be therapy animals, and they can also be emotional support animals,
right?
Which have different rules with them, but they're not service animals. They cannot be a service animal.
They can be a therapy animal, because we have heroes on horseback and others that that they find that they put veterans going on regular regular visits to horses. I mean, it's just like anything else. It calms people.
And I don't know if they necessarily need to be labeled as a therapy. Like, I don't know if Exodus Farms, if all of their horses are necessarily labeled as therapy animals. But they are definitely therapy animals, and the kids get so much out of them, you know.
And speaking of Giving Tuesday, it's, you know, you got Haven Humane, you got Exodus Farms. That gets my money.
I won't be here that day. Actually, Mandy will be here that day for the show, which will be on the 28th. But I'll say this now, because I say it every year. But, you know, we have so many amazing nonprofits that are in the North State. And on that day, if you go to that website, northstategives.org, I believe is the website. I'm sure it probably hasn't changed. If you go there, you can see all 190 or whatever they're going to do this year. And each one of those nonprofits has a brief description on them. And I like to go through there every year and just learn more about the nonprofits in our area, because there are folks that are doing just some amazing work right here in the North State. And I think a lot of them go unnoticed.
Money stays here, too.
Yes, it stays here.
Let me just say this. This year, because God knows our grandkids have got everything they could possibly want. The kids are fine. And then on Linda's side of the family, everybody's doing good. So instead of spending the money on presents that they don't really care about, that's not true. They do care, but we're going to donate to different things. We're going to donate to Haven Humane. We're going to donate out at the veterans home. We're going to adopt a couple of veterans out there. And that's where the money's going to go to. And then we're going to send this out to the kids and the family, saying your Christmas present this year is you adopted a veteran, or you adopted Haven Humane, or you adopted a horse out at Exodus Farms, or something like this. And that's going to be their Christmas presents. And they're all old enough to understand this.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
Well, but you know what? You still spend the money, but it goes to people and organizations that are good for the community.
Yeah, and you know, I'll say we throughout the year have a few times a year where we'll have a child come in, and I've seen everything from 5-6 years old all the way up to, you know, 12-14 years old that come in, and they had a birthday party, and instead of gifts, they asked for donations to Haven Humane. And so they'll come in with dog toys and food and whatever, and they'll come in, and that was what they wanted for their birthday, was to get donations to bring into Haven. And, when you know, that's pretty special.
When you're at
that.
A Christmas event, and the great-grandchildren and grandchildren on Linda's side, because they're all younger, when the child himself says, I've got way too many presents, when they say it, wow. And they're only like six,
wow.
Then, you know, then there's maybe way too many presents out there. So we're going to take a little bit of that burden off those kids this year and say,
pretty good indicator.
And give them a picture of like a cat or a dog and look what you did. And then they'll have that, and we'll give them drawings from Pat Karch. His cartoons, which is on the chat room now. Anyway, okay.
He put a lot
on,
of time into that. That's amazing art. Good job, Pat. There's hope for you yet if that day job thing doesn't work out.
I wouldn't give up the singing, okay, and the piano playing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we have lots of stuff going on. One thing I do every week, which some weeks, I'm telling you, some weeks it's hard for me to come up with fresh content because we've been doing this now for months. Almost a year, coming up on a year, but Mark's Monday Mashup. So every Monday on YouTube, a new episode of Mark's Monday Mashup comes out. You can look us up on YouTube, look under Haven Humane Society, and it'll come up. And I do a video every week for the following Monday for that mashup. And it's usually what's going on, what's coming up. So obviously in this next one, I'll be talking about the adoption event coming up. I'll be talking a little bit about Bark, Wine, and Brew. And I always introduce a pet that's up for adoption, and then I try and introduce a staff member. I kind of gone through most of the staff, so a lot of times it's Cassie and Reed. Reed is our adoptions assistant manager, and Cassie is our volunteer coordinator. So they usually get tagged, or Jim, who is our director of operations. So, but, yeah, I really enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. And Amanda from development helps me out and does all the editing and the videography. So I appreciate her for helping out with that. So that's fun. If you want to get involved in Haven, there are so many ways to get involved. You can donate. You can sponsor. You can share you can network our social media posts. You can just help out with that. But the biggest thing is volunteering. We have so many volunteers, and we absolutely love our volunteers. We can never have enough volunteers. We're so full with animals, and we have been for so many months, that it's a challenge to get the dogs out walked. And so if you're interested in walking dogs, that's great. If you're not, that's fine. We have tons of other opportunities. But if you're interested in volunteering, it's a very easy process. You go to havenhumane.org, go to the volunteer page. You fill out a pretty simple application, and then Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you about the next steps and find out where a good fit for you is going to be at Haven. We have people that just do outreaches. They just go out and do our off-site events with us. They walk in the parades. Maybe they'll go to Tractor Supply. We went to Tractor Supply recently and do an adoption event or do stuff like that because they don't want to be at the shelter. And that's okay. We understand that. A lot of people come to the shelter all the time. Like right now, I guarantee you there's green shirts out there walking dogs at Haven right now, this morning. So if you want to join our team as a volunteer, please do so. Check us out, havenhumane.org.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I can't wait to hear the bump music. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When you touch my hand and you talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling, and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms and talk romance, my heart starts doing a St. Vitus dance, and I'm panting.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
the elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day. And I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the Patriot Guard Riders. We're going to have Shining Care. We're going to have 8 o'clock. I'm not sure who's going to be here. So it could just be open line tomorrow at 8 o'clock, but I'm sure I'll fill it up between now and then. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And the reason we're laughing is I just told him a little Texan story. Did you like it? You laughed.
I liked it, yes.
Okay.
That was good.
I got another one that I can't, it's kind of like that one, I can't say it on here.
Right.
But it's not dirty. No. Okay. So, a question came into the chat room. Thank you. Where do you walk the dogs at Haven? And can I walk my dog with another dog?
Okay, so great questions. So we have a trail at Haven. It's about a quarter mile long that is basically a figure eight throughout the back property. We actually sit on 8 acres, so there's quite a bit of property back there that people don't really see because it's behind all the buildings. So we have a nice walking trail where people can walk the dogs. You can't walk your dog with another dog at Haven unless you're doing a meet and greet and you're going to be adopting that dog. Then we have people come in and do a meet and greet, and one of those things is that we will walk them side by side. But to come out and walk your dog with another dog, we wouldn't do that just from just in case something were to happen, we don't want to do that. So but if you want to volunteer, we have a great trail to walk. So yeah, great questions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jay Lee. At least that's your handle in the chat room. All right. We've got about 8 minutes left.
Okay.
Well, it's your hour. Well, you want me to come up with new questions?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
How about this one? How many dogs you got?
Me personally or Haven?
No, you.
I have three.
You have three?
Yeah, I have two pit mixes and I have a dachshund mix.
Okay. Who runs the house?
Wow.
Dachshund mix?
No. He's not. And he's the old man, too. He just turned 14 a couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, it's two males and a female. The female runs the house.
Dominates.
Yeah.
I've always heard that if you have a dog... you know, like an older dog, and you want to bring another dog in, that bringing, if you have a female, that you bring in a male dog. Because you bring another female in, there's going to be a dominance fight.
That's a generalization.
Yeah.
I would say that more often than not, that's going to work better than if you bring in the same sex. So if you have a male and you bring in a male. But that being said, we have, every day we have, where, you know, somebody who has an older male comes in and adopts a male and it works just fine and they're best friends right away.
It depends on the dogs.
It does. And that's why we do the meet and greets that we just talked about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it depends. What I will say too is that, a lot of people will have two, I always say two dogs is the minimum. And the only reason I say that is because then they always have somebody to play with. Because, you know, as much time as I do spend with my dogs, it's never enough for them because when they want to play, I might be doing something else and I'm not able to play with them, and they always have a buddy to play with when there's two dogs, which is great.
I know how busy you are, but do you ever get a chance to watch these reels on Facebook with the cats and the dogs? I mean, hilarious. I see cats doing things that, I mean, like standing straight up.
Oh, yeah.
On their hind legs, and they're looking around like, oh, look, I've reached the next stage of evolution.
I watch those things more often than I should, actually, considering the job I have. But, I will say, too, that a lot of people, they have two dogs, and they lose a dog, and they have an older dog, and they're concerned about bringing a younger dog in. In my experience, both with my own dogs and with people I've adopted to over the last, you know, going on 14 years now, more often than not, in fact, almost all of the time, that older dog really finds a little bit of youth. That new dog, you know, really kind of reinvigorates them and gives them something to play with and to have fun, and it just brings newness to them. And so I can't tell you how many people I've had tell me that they've adopted and their old dog all of a sudden is acting like a puppy again and just having a great time. So I encourage people that have one dog, especially if it's a little bit older, to come in and you know, think about adopting a dog, a younger dog, older dog, whatever, to, you know, to have that friend for that other dog. It really is pretty special to see them interact.
Well, I know that when we'd have a pug come over to our house and when Snooki was there, and they would play all day long. I'd watch them trotting down the hallway with a chew toy. One's on one end of it. One's on the other, and they're side by side. And then they get down, they both get tired, and they'd fall on their sleeping bed there, and they'd be touching each other. It was most hilarious thing.
That reminds me of a poster that Daniel, our CFO that we lost, had up, and it was a little picture, and it was a picture of a bigger dog with a branch in it, a tree branch in it. And above it, it said branch manager. And next to it was a smaller dog holding on, trying to keep up. And it said assistant branch manager. You know, he's a finance guy, so it was pretty funny.
For him,
anyway.
That was pretty funny.
It was.
Yeah,
it was,
that was hilarious.
For a CPA, that was a great joke.
So the idea of if you get one dog having a second dog, for one thing, they keep each other occupied because most of us work. And in no matter how much time, we'd always have our day planned, so we'd have to roll in there every 3 hours to let her out and make sure she's okay, even though she'd probably be okay. But the idea being is that, you know, it's your dog. You're going to make sure that they're okay. having a second dog there doesn't mean you don't have to stop by to make sure they're going out, but it gives them it keeps them occupied.
Well, dogs are pack animals, right? So they're looking for companionship, and if they, you know, they can't find it with the humans, then they definitely want to do it with other canines, which is great. And the other thing too is you know, we lost our black lab, Missy, it'll be 2 years ago, Thanksgiving Day, actually. And I miss her dearly to this day, but one of the things that really got us to adopt Chopper, who's now just over two, was because I knew Missy was getting older, and I wanted Missy to train Chopper. So she did. He didn't get all the great traits that I wanted him to from Missy, but I tell you, every time he goes to the dishwasher when we're loading it and pre-cleans for us, I remember Missy, because that was Missy's thing to do, and my other dogs don't do that at all. But Chopper picked that up from her, all right, and so every time Chopper goes to the dishwasher and do it, I think of Missy, and, you know, it did. She was a puppy, again, when we brought Chopper home. Even though we already had two other dogs at the time, you know, she really did kind of enjoy having a puppy around, even at lab at 11 years old at the time, you know, so.
So there's always, okay, there's lots of animals down at Haven Humane that are looking for full-time homes.
Yeah, and, you know.
It's free adoptions from October 1st through the 15th.
It is. And if you want one specifically, then, you know, the adoption prices are still reasonable all the time. Come in this week and adopt one before we get to that free adoptions. But
Do you accept used dog beds and cat beds?
Yes. As long as they're in decent condition. Yes.
Decent condition, not ripped up. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. All right. We do. Yeah.
And towels.
We always need towels. So I was just going to say, we always need towels. And older blankets and stuff is great, especially now. Hopefully we're going to go into the cold season in the next couple months, so we definitely can use blankets and stuff as well.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and my friend and a fellow veteran, thank you so much for being with us on a regular basis.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for being part of our team.
And that's what we feel. We're part of the team tomorrow. Patriot Guard Riders, planning committee for seniors for the North State are going to be in here talking about that big conference they're having, and maybe open.